Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in, still listening to Heart to Heart. This is Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart with myself, Lukhonkwedi Phuthi, and we are live at the Sandton Convention Center. Got a couple of guests coming through, and I see one that's roaming around. It looks like I've got a gentleman for a change, so it's going to be a game changer. It's the second hour. Let's see how the second hour goes for us today, because as you know, in the first hour I had a number of ladies coming through, but to start off the second hour, it looks like the gentlemen are making a mark for themselves. They're here to redeem their name. It's very important because they said it's actually men's month. So good afternoon, sir.
Luca, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I am fantastic.
I love how quickly you catch on. You're pronouncing my name as if you've heard somebody pronounce it before. Absolutely perfectly.
I practiced it before, like half a second, so I've got it.
So tell me, what's your name and where you're coming from this afternoon?
Yeah, so my name is James, and we're from the northwest area close to Potchefstroom. So yes, we actually, we just came to the business show. We've got some students that we brought with for some, just to give them some experience in training. So we're having a great time.
So you're youth training, bringing the youth training in here.
Yeah, so we've got a academy, Fresh Wave Academy.
Fresh Wave Academy.
Yes, okay. Yes, Fresh Wave. And so what we do is we bring in students and we train them in the digital space. We give them experience in videography, photography, web development, graphic design, online marketing. And then what we do is we help them start their own small businesses. So with the heart to go into mission and to be able to provide for themselves. And at the same time to be on mission.
So you guys are actually a Christian organization.
Yes.
I'm doing the happy dance right now. Doing the happy dance. So you're talking about youth. Who do you categorize as youth? Is this, students fresh off from high school, or is it anybody between a particular age?
So it's mostly students fresh out of high school up to any age within the mid late 20s.
Okay.
Because the curriculum that we have put together it accommodates every person in that space that is interested in starting their own business, but at the same time use their business skills to accumulate some funds and then to just kind of give back into the kingdom of God. So we've got 5 students at the moment. We started this year.
Oh, wow.
So we just, by the grace of God, managed to get a farm where we will do our training and students will be able to come live there, and we do spiritual development, personal development, skills development, and leadership development through the year.
So it's more than just training them for the business world, but also developing their spiritual muscle as they go into this training. Yeah. Maybe let's talk a bit more about Freshway Academy.
Okay.
Where did it all begin, and is the vision still the same, or is it growing? What's happening? How is it looking like?
So about 8 years ago, I used to be a pastor. I led a church in a town
I
called Potchefstroom.
Yes.
So, and then my wife and I, when we stepped down from, we handed over the church. Another couple is leading at the moment, and then we decided to. So from the beginning, I had this passion in my heart to immobilize local churches, to help them with graphic design, websites, because a lot of local churches, they can't employ full-time staff for media.
Yeah.
So I had this desire to help smaller churches, and that was the initial idea of that.
Okay.
And as we grew, we thought, why not bring in students, develop them, empower them, to be able to actually, we can empower them and they can go to different communities, they can become part of a local church, and they can actually use this skill to serve the church while making their own, getting their own income.
Yeah.
So it has grown quite a bit, yes.
Now, are these students actually then living on site with you guys, or do they get to go there every single day? Is it one of those programs that's like your gap year where people go all the way out into the farms and live out with you guys? How do you guys really do it?
Yeah, so the nice thing is the farm that we just acquired is in a town, so it's not outside of the skirts of the town.
Okay.
But we are busy working on a program. Up to now, students were living at home, and then they came into campus. We just bought busy buying the farm now.
Okay.
So we're busy working on a program where people can do it online, where they can stay, and then they just join us with activities together with the rest of the team. But mostly they come for a year, they stay on the farm, we do life together, we share experiences together, and we grow together. Yes.
Wow. Where does the heart for youth come from? Okay, I can see it resonates mostly with you and your wife, obviously. Mm. You're not going this direction. But why the youth? I mean, there's so many departments that you can focus on within the body of Christ. Why? What drove you to the young people?
I think I used to be a very, you know, when I was a teenager, I obviously needed God.
A little bit troublesome.
And yes. And at a young age, I just encountered the Holy Spirit, and God just changed my life completely. I was in youth ministry for many years, and the church I planted actually in Potchefstroom was student-based. Most of the church was part of students, and I think I've just always had this desire to, you know, just to invest into the youth. I have a daughter, 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a dad of a youth.
Of a youth, so,
And I think I've got this heart to see the youth mobilized, equipped, and, yeah, just, you know, transform into what God has called them to. And also at the same time be missional, but also entrepreneurs. I also have an incredible passion to raise up entrepreneurs. So I think the two together is really a good fit. For what God wants to do.
My famous question, as an organization and, you know, together with your students that you've brought in today, what does it mean to be part of an event of this magnitude? What does it really mean for you guys? And what really prompted you guys to get up and come here today?
I think because we part of our training is to teach students about entrepreneurship and running your own business. And I've realized in the last 7 years, 6 years that I've been doing business, is that connection is extremely important. Network is extremely important. And I think we just give the students opportunity to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And also to see what is out there, just to connect with people that is in the business world, for them to grow personally, to say, listen, we are part of something so much bigger. And it's actually, you know, even though it's a journey, but it's possible for us to reach something that is bigger than ourselves.
You know what I really love? A man called of God recognizes the importance of connections. Because I think oftentimes when people say connections, we think corruption. But building these relationships and connecting with like-minded people, and you're teaching them at a younger age that, hey, this is exactly what you need. You need to connect. You need to interact. Because these are the spaces you're going into.
Yeah, and I think the reality is you never know who you meet.
Yeah.
And in my experience, I've met some people that I've never spoke to again before.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've met some people that opened doors for me that I'm still building with today. So you never know who you meet.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Jamie. Thank you so much. And continue to do great work in our youth. Because I think, you know, oftentimes we focus on the troubled adults that we are, and we're thinking, oh, you're not a perfect enough adult. You're not doing things right. But seldom do we actually think, where could it have been fixed? Where did it probably begin? And it's usually at the younger age. Thank you so much for planting such, you know, beautiful seeds in their lives that will actually determine what type of adults they become.
No, it's a pleasure. I mean, this is what we do. We love doing what we do.
Hopefully, I'll see you next time in our studios.
Oh, that'll be great. Invite me and I'm there.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Passionate about God. Passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.